Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What the Pel is up, Pels fans? This is Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans podcast, and I am your host, Elliot Clough. It's been a few days. I hope you've had the chance to check out this last podcast with Chris Connor of SB Nation and The Bird Writes. Probably our best podcast so far. Chris is a guy who surely knows what he's talking about when it comes to the Pelicans. We got to talk about the future of Alvin Gentry, what Chris's thoughts were on the five selections that we had for possible documentaries in the Pelicans' history, and then we got to talk about what the future looks like, what the priorities should be for this offseason for the Pelicans. And if you missed it, obviously you missed it because it wasn't in the podcast, Chris and I got to talk for a few minutes about what he thinks of Frank Jackson. I threw some of my thoughts in there as well. And we talked about it a few weeks ago, how I thought and how some of you thought that Frank Ntilikina would be a better option going forward for the Pels rather than Frank Jackson. And we didn't get into that too much here between Chris and I, but Chris has met Frank. Not directly. I don't know that Frank would know Chris's first name if they were to meet each other, but Chris has seen him in person, got to ask him questions at media days and things like that. So Chris has some good insight, obviously, being a writer for The Bird Writes and being around guys like Preston Ellis and Ole Kosel of The Bird Writes. Ole is the editor-in-chief at The Bird Writes, and Preston is a guy who's heavily involved with The Bird Writes as well. So Chris knows Frank Jackson and Frank Jackson's game pretty well. He told us what he thinks is best about Frank's game, what he can bring to the table, and he never really told us whether he thinks the Pels should bring him back. He just knows what Frank brings to the table and what he can offer the Pels and what he does offer the Pels right now. In other news, I hope you caught last night's episode of The Last Dance. Good Lord, this is such a good series. I'm going to talk about it more on Tuesday's podcast. I'm kind of trending towards making the topics as of late, unless I have a guest like Chris or anybody else, towards what we have right now, and that's that series. And we'll be talking about free agents and stuff like that. I've been previewing that a little bit. And I'll be talking more about what I will be writing at Hoops Habit, and some other stuff like that. So stick around, Pels fans. We're gonna continue to bring you content here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans, and then of course at Hoops Habit as well. We are getting you coverage despite the area that we are in, the situation that we are in collectively as a society. You are the priority. You, the listener, are the people that need the content, and we are giving it to you here on Twitter and at Hoops Habit. So once again, this is a bit of my conversation with Chris Connor on what he and I both think of Frank Jackson possibly returning to the Pelicans in 2020.
If you want to have a spirited discussion, like Frank has his fans, okay? He has sure. The people that ride with him. People think Somebody told me earlier in the season that Frank can average 18 points a game, okay? All right? But that's not high praise on Frank. I'm not saying terrible in any sort of manner. But the people really love Frank. And it's hard not to, man, because if you meet him in person, when I had media day, Frank was insightful from the energy. He answered questions easy. He didn't look at you like you were meet them. Wonderful, cool kid, man. I can't take that away from you.
I think Frank has a high ceiling. I just don't see him getting there. I don't think he has the confidence to get there.
For the ball handling, for the shooting, for the size, you know, I mean, it's difficult, man. And this is things are working against Frank. They're out of his control, man. You know, the Pelicans, you know, when they got that trade from LA, they got as long and as winged, I guess, field as they've ever been since they moved to New Orleans. I mean, that's just the truth. You know, just simply by adding Josh Hart and Brandon Ingram. You know, and then on top of that, I mean, while Lonzo Ball is your point guard, you know, he's 6'6". His wingspan is also very, very lengthy. I mean, he gained so much size, athleticism, you know, wingspan and lateral quickness and, you know, ability at the wing position puts Frank in a bad spot, man, because everywhere you go, where is he listed at? A point guard. But unfortunately, Frank's not a point guard. He's not a guy who has a handle on the basketball yet to be able to create for himself unless he's coming off a curl, like he's coming off a pin down, so on and so forth. He's not a guy that's going to facilitate to others or run your offense. So, I mean, when you look at, and on top of that, what, he's 6'3", 6'2"? What are those guys best served at? If you want to make it at that position and be on championship teams, you want to be on really good teams over and over again. You know, a guy like Patrick Beverly, for example. If you want to be that size, what do you have to do? You got to be able to shoot at an amazing clip. He's not there yet. You have to be able to create, whether it be for yourself or others consistently. Frank can't do that yet. Kevin Williams. Or you have to be able to defend at a high level.
And he ain't there either.
Right. He can defend. Now, those are things, though, all three of those things outside of ball handling and playmaking, you can make an argument. Frank does them well. I mean, he defends for his size. If you put someone that Frank is a similar size to Frank, he'll go out there and compete. And sometimes, so surprised him, he'll win that match. I've seen him play really well. I mean, that's the short game against Derrick Rose, where everybody was injured, and they went up to Detroit and won. Frank was the one that ended up guarding D. Rose late. And while he wasn't always successful, he guarded him better than anybody else on the roster could. He's going to give you everything that he has. We know he's super athletic. He can get up on the floor. We know he's a great teammate. And, you know, he'll hit some threes every now and then with, you know, spotting up or coming off the screen. But, you know, he just doesn't fit on his roster going forward. I think he needs to be on another team and he can develop even more, get the minutes that he's going to deserve to or that he's going to need to really branch out and reach that ceiling you're speaking about.
And there it is, Pels fans. I hope you enjoyed the little interaction, extra bonus interaction that I had there with Chris Connor. Again, if you missed that podcast from last week with Chris and I, go back and listen to it. Best podcast yet. We've had some guests on Duncan Smith, Gerald Bourget, Jordan Moore, Jasmine Brown, just awesome guests so far, kind of from all over, kind of from different markets, giving us different points of view of what they think of the Pelicans, just NBA situations, and even their teams, and that's been fantastic. But in that previous episode, we got to talk with Chris about the Pelicans and only the Pelicans, and being that he is a writer for SB Nation and the Bird Rights, the man knew what he was talking about. It was really some awesome banter between him and I, and you should check it out. Before I let you go, go follow myself on Twitter. That's where you're going to be getting a ton of Pelicans content. It's just at Elliot Clough. You're going to be seeing articles from myself and other writers at Hoops Habit. I try to promote stuff if Chris has anything coming out. if anybody else that I have connections with coming out, or has stuff coming out in relation to the Pelicans. I'm trying to get that content out there as much as possible. Just find that at Elliot Clough. And if you have any questions or comments about any of my content that I put out, or just want to start a conversation about the Pelicans, feel free to respond to any of my tweets or just hashtag what the Pel is up. And while you're here, if you are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe, leave a rate, and review. The more you do that, the better guests we're going to get, the better quality we're going to be getting you, the fan.
Do it!
And if you're not on Apple Podcasts, just hit follow. I think you can leave some rates on maybe Stitcher. I don't really know. I know you can follow and stuff like that. Just make sure you're coming back and getting the quality content that you need during this break, covering the Pelicans like no one else is. That's what we do here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. And you can go follow Believe, the podcast network that runs this podcast, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can check out a plethora of their other podcasts on Believe.com, or just head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you're listening to this podcast right here. Make sure you're checking out the Pelicans coverage on Fansided's Hoops Habit website. Just click west, scroll down to New Orleans Pelicans. You're going to find a ton of quality content and coverage there. Don't forget to shoot me any questions, any comments, any beliefs you have currently about the Pelicans, anything you want to be talked about here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm trying to interact with you out on Twitter, get polls out there, have you let me know what you think. But if you just have anything you want to hear on this podcast, I want to give it to you. We want to give it to you here on Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. So once again, I am Elliot Clough, and this was Believe in the New Orleans Pelicans. Make sure you come back tomorrow for a full-on episode. You don't want to miss it.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.